Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain when you water and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No more overwatering or underwatering with the Tree Diaper. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they are down by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
So you may be growing in conditions that are not the best or not what you want to be growing in soil-wise, that is. We're going to go over five or six different types of soils in which many of us see in our own gardens, and what we can grow in them and how possibly we can change the consistency of said soils in order to have a better gardening foundation for our plants to grow in.
Yeah, so the first one is clay soil. And clay soil, a lot of times you know it because you're digging your soil. It's sticky. It's kind of lumpy.
It's like the stuff we played with at kids.
Yeah,
you know, that
feels like
ball
clay.
Of clay, yeah.
Yeah. So you could amend your soil, essentially, which means that you would add compost to it, and then you can kind of work it in. Or if you have clay soil and maybe you want to do raised beds or containers, that's fine too. If you want to grow in it, you can do things like perennials and shrubs. Those are okay typically in clay soil. And then early vegetable crops like soft berry crops will often, because it's cool and compact. And then that's pretty much
it. Well, also, if you don't want to work the compost into the soil, what you can do is add 2 or 3 inches of soil, 2 or 3 inches of compost, let it set for 6, 8, 12 months, come back. You'll be amazed at what nature has done in order to amend that soil all by itself.
Absolutely.
Sandy soil, which a lot of people in the South and along the eastern seaboard and west, the ocean has a lot of sand in their soil. So what can we do with that? First of all, shrubs and bulbs, such as tulips, trees, roses, hibiscus, sun roses. Mm-hmm. They like sandy soil because they like that drainage. They don't like to be setting with wet feet, as has been said.
So you can add glacial rock dust, kelp meal, organic fertilizer, and then you would even add...
I just add compost.
Yeah, add compost.
I add compost to that.
I don't think you have to... Yeah, just it's kind of like if you have sandy or clay soil, you can add compost, and that's going to help make a difference. Shallow-rooted plants that want like drainage, like mm-hmm. lettuce, strawberries, peppers, corn, squash, zucchini, greens, typically... Okay, in sandy soil.
Now, I will advise on a cautionary measure when it comes to growing corn in sandy soil. Corn gets tall, and when things get tall, they become a wind screen. And if you're in sandy soil with a lot of corn and a good wind comes and a lot of rain, though, that's a good chance that corn's going to be laying down because it doesn't have a way of foundationally locking itself into the ground.
That makes a lot of sense. So we're going to talk about silty soil, and silty soil is soft. It's going to have a lot of nutrients. It's going to hold moisture. This is something that you kind of want.
You want this. Most vegetables grow well in this. Fruit crops thrive in the silty soil. It has some drainage to it, but it also has some moisture-holding capabilities as well.
Right. So then there's peaty soil. So I guess if you live near wetlands, I would assume because
a bog.
You probably have that peaty soil, and it's going to feel really damp, spongy. It's typically darker. It has a higher level of the peat. So the drainage, it might not drain
like
as
growing
well.
A sponge.
Right. It might not drain as well. So but you can, again, mix compost in and see what you can do.
What grows good in peaty soil?
Shrubs. So shrubs do
that
well.
Seems to be the universal answer on this. If you have what kind of soil, it doesn't matter. Put a shrub in.
Well, you know, maybe it's like shrubs are just...
very versatile.
They're very versatile, and they boost your gardening, self-esteem. So, yeah, you can do that. Otherwise, vegetable crops such as brassicas, legumes, root crops, salad crops do well in the well-drained, spongy peat soil.
Yeah, it holds moisture, but also it doesn't, you know, hold too much moisture like the clay does. Chalky soil.
Chalky soil.
Yeah, what is chalky soil?
So this is like, it's a little bit grainier.
When you live too close to a school.
Yeah. So this is like maybe if you live near a quarry or something, you have like this stony, I would probably call it more like stony.
Or it's something that many of us may be experiencing because we are gardening in a place where a former homestead used to be, and there was used to be a road here, we guess, because there's a lot of gravel in this particular area of the garden.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Especially if you live in an older area, you know, a lot of neighborhoods were established in the 1940s, 50s. Now things have changed, homesteads, what have you. So, yeah, you might find some chalky soil. A lot of times, though, that it is alkaline, so that could be a problem because you need a little bit of acidity, so you might end up with like...
So you're looking at a number higher than 7. Or you want your pH to be about 7 across the board. Alkaline, you're looking between 7 and 14. Probably you're looking at more of a 9-ish, 8.5, 9-ish on this, so you're going to have to lower that pH.
Yeah.
On your if you're in this type of situation.
So you might have to add fertilizer.
And we recommend soil test.
Oh, absolutely.
From your local university extension office.
Because that's going to give you the best.
It's going to give you a starting point. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're just guessing, and you may be wasting a lot of time guessing and spending money on products that you don't need, or you're damaging it more than what you could have been if you just got the soil test for a fraction of what you paid for all the products.
Right. So that is that's the chalky soil.
Loamy.
The loamy soil.
Loamy
so this
soil.
Is, I think this is another.
Oh, first of all, chalky soil. What can we? Spinach, beets, sweet corn.
Trees.
Trees, cabbage.
Bulbs.
And, yeah.
Shrubs. More shrubs.
More shrubs.
More shrubs.
Yeah, whole field of shrubs.
And then loamy soil is going to be a good mix of sand, silt, clay.
This is kind of what you want.
Yeah. Or silty. Like yeah. Loamy or silty. I think it's kind of – those words are kind of fun to say. But loamy is good for all sorts of things to grow in because it's going to give you typically nice nutrients. If you do feel like nutrients are depleted a little bit, you can always add organic matter. You can add organic fertilizer to kind of give it some boost. But if you just add something like compost, some leaves –
chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings.
Yeah, it's going to give it that what it needs, and the worms will come and make their homes in it. So, yeah, most crops will do well in loamy soil.
Yeah, that's what you typically will see if you're looking at compost that you have bought. It's going to have that kind of consistency, yes.
I would encourage you, say you're new to gardening or you're not sure.
You're just a person that wants to garden. To grow something.
Right. Or you never investigated your soil. Uh-huh. You just, for ease of whatever, you just decided to go with containers, raised beds. Maybe you moved into a home that had raised beds. What we would suggest is figuring this out because, A, it's probably good to know what's underneath your soil. And, B, maybe you have a gold mine of nice, silty, or loamy soil that you could just grow in.
And, you know, we're getting into the summer months now, and your garden is probably mostly or if not all the way planted. But this is a good lesson to know what you have and why the plants are reacting the way they are if you are not familiar with the types of soil. If you're in a very sandy soil or a very clay soil, plants react very differently to both of those situations and those mediums. So by figuring out now and the advantage – to doing this now is if you do need to improve your soil by the means of, let's say, trucking in some compost or raised bed mix, right now, as most of the country goes, oh, well, gardening's already, you know, most of the garden centers and homes, places are, well, we're already done with gardening. We got to figure out, you know, plan for Halloween and Christmas. They have deals. They have sales.
Deals, deals, deals.
They want to move merchandise. So this would be the time in which instead of paying X dollars for a load of compost earlier, you could save a certain amount now.
And, you know,
and always ask.
The next dinner party you go to, instead of talking about gas prices, you can talk about, hey, by the way, I have clay soil and I live near a river. What kind of soil do you have?
And if you do this at a dinner party in which of people you don't like, they will never ask you to
come
back.
Yeah, they might be like, we don't want soil guy here.
And then you don't have to go ever again.
And then you can just hang out at home in your comfy clothes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Well, another problem in which we have, in addition to possibly going to dinner parties in which we don't want to be part of, but we have to because whatever the reason, is the Japanese beetles flying around the yard and larvae and all the problems that we face with that.
Right. And what better way to prevent these pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub gone.
Well, weevils and boars, too.
Right. Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control these grub invaders. Phylum Bioproducts create this naturally occurring bacteria. Grub Gone, a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only certain scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
If you've got those Japanese beetles already flying around your yard, and if you don't, be ready because they're going to come. Beetle Gone is the answer. It's an organic water dispersible powder that can be sprayed directly on your edible plants up to the day of harvest. Find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com. And when you go there and you purchase these products, you can save money by using coupon code GARDENTALK10 at checkout to save 10% on your order.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.